You have 60 seconds for each question. You know the rules.
We want short and clear answers. Let's begin.
What is a miracle?
The word miracle means incapacitating. Therefore, it means things that people or other beings are incapable of doing. That is, things that are impossible for them to do, we call them miracles.
Can a person perform a miracle?
Man can't perform miracles, incapacitate.
Isn't the Prophet a human being?
The Prophet didn't do it with his own power and might. In the Quran, there are events such as the splitting of the moon, fire not burning Abraham, Miraj, the ascension, and the birth of Jesus without a father. They don't seem real to me. Why am I compelled to believe them? Actually, miracles are still happening right now in front of our eyes, but since we're so used to these events, we don't see them as miracles. What do I mean? Now, the birth of a baby, a bee making honey, these are miracles too. But these seem normal to us, ordinary and simple events. Let me give an example straight away. I'm an artist, and I draw something called fire in my painting. And then, whenever the people living in my painting approach that fire, I personally intervene and hurt them. Now that this is the case, can I choose not to hurt those who approach that fire if I wish? Yes, I can. Why? Because it is up to me to burn them or not. Therefore, because all the events taking place in the universe right now are directly dependent on the will of God Almighty, actually, there's no difference between the fires burning someone or not. But since God uses something like fire to burn, we see that it can't be the opposite, because He Himself created the event there in that way.
So, is it that easy to understand miracles? Is it such a simple issue?
As I explained in the example of the artist, if you base these events on a willful being, it becomes even easier to understand the events. Or we can change the example. Say I draw the moon round in my painting. If I wish, I can divide this moon in two and put it back together. This is very easy for me, isn't that right? Why? Because someone willful is already holding it together. Someone willful can separate it very easily. There's no abnormality in this, but as I said, because we always keep seeing certain things in the same way, we think of them as ordinary and simple. It is normal for the bee to make honey and the moon to be like this right now. How can we accept these as miracles? We would be surprised if a honeybee made cherry jam. We would call it a miracle. It would be on the news. It would be a phenomenon, right? So why doesn't the same thing happen when a bee makes honey? What's the difference? If bees had made cherry jam all our life, then it would seem unusual to us to get honey, am I right? Or think of it this way. We came to this world, and the satellite we call the moon is an object in two parts. Okay? It's two separate pieces. You can think of it like it's split, and we've seen the moon like this all our lives. And then the Quran came and said, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought the two pieces of moon together with his indication. Such a miracle happened, and then it split in two again. In this case, we wouldn't accept that it had came together. Isn't that right? So we weren't going to accept that the moon we're seeing right now with our eyes could be in this form. It's only because things seem ordinary to us now. So, yes, there's no difference between the moon being one piece and the moon being split in two, because there's a willful creator who's personally holding it together right now. That's what we're claiming.
Okay, I get it. It is easy for God to do something extraordinary because He controls everything with His own will. But how do we know He did it? It may be possible, but do you have any evidence that it happened?
In order to abolish this dawah, cause, the dawah of the Quran, the polytheist community of the time even offered to give all their possessions and their wealth to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They even face up to war. They could risk their lives and their wealth. They're wishing to find even the slightest deficit of Islam, that is, to find any indication that this dawah is invalid, but they can't succeed. Now, in the Quran, when Shakkul Qamar is a verse that is a verse saying the moon is split in two. The polytheist community of that time knows this verse too. Now, if this event hadn't happened, surely that polytheist community would have said, see, there is such a deficit in the Quran. See, Muhammad, peace be upon him, lied. No, never. Such false news is mentioned in the Quran, they would have happily announced, but even the notorious community of that time couldn't deny that it had occurred. It's magic. He cast a spell on us, they said. Pay attention. No one's saying the moon hasn't split. There are those who say he has cast a spell on us. Therefore, this is an event that can't be denied by neither friends nor enemies has certainly occurred. Okay, why do prophets have to perform miracles? If someone came to you right now and said, I'm a police officer, you would say, show me a proof, show me an evidence, right? And if this person said, I'm going to show you such an evidence, the chief of police will take care of you personally. It would be a major piece of evidence when you look at it. Just like that, the messenger who comes, that is, the prophet, says, I am commissioned by the creator of everything that you can see. Therefore, when you say to him, and what is your proof of this? If he said, this creator will do something he never normally does at my request, surely this would be clear evidence of his prophecy. And this is exactly what the splitting of the moon is. Whereas normally God Almighty never splits the moon into two pieces and brings it back together, in order to prove the case of our prophets more precisely to confirm him, such an event takes place and it automatically says, okay, look, the creator of the universe, that is, the creator of existence, changed his habit for his messenger. This means that he is a prophet. This is actually a very clear proof for us. There are also people who accept the Quran but deny what you say. The ones who deny verses of the Quran? Yes. The moon didn't actually split. There was something else written there, they say. Is that what you're asking? Yes. What would you like to say to them? So this is a case, from what I understand, this stems from not reading tafsir, explanation of the Quran, not listening to the opinions of scholars, and partly because of not knowing Arabic. For example, I read an article that explained the splitting of the moon. It seems so absurd to me because in the verse it says, وَنْشَكُّ الْقَمَرِ, that is shak in shikak. Anyone who speaks Arabic knows that this means splitting. Therefore, the issue of the moon is split is clearly there. Other than that, seeks refuge with God. يَنَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. Fire, be cool and safe for Abraham, says God Almighty. Bardan wa salama, bard, that is coldness. Salam, be safe, he says to the fire. So the fire becomes safe. Now these verses are so clear and Islamic scholars agree on this issue, I think that saying the opposite is of course not understanding the Quran and is due to lack of information, a lack of knowledge.
That is all we will be asking now. We will meet again with more difficult questions.
The answers I gave aren't my own answers. They're answers I learned from the facts of the Quran. So you can always ask. I rely on the Quran, not myself.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and thank you for watching the video. If you want to take a look at more of our videos like this, you can check the playlists we created specifically for you on the right, or you can check out our latest videos on the left. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel so that we can reach and benefit more people. See you.